But we're talking high school football this morning, and joining me is my partner on In the Zone and in the booth tonight, Dave Novak. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy Friday. We get to go to the big, big show tonight, the big stadium up in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium, Columbus North. And I guess anytime you get a chance when Lucas Oil comes knocking, you will move a home game up Interstate 65 so the Panthers don't have to go across Indiana 46. Instead, we all get to go up with the traffic on 37. But Lucas Oil Stadium is a pretty cool place to see a game and to play a game, and that's where we'll be our featured game tonight, Columbus North and Bloomington South.
Yeah, it's a neat opportunity for the players, no question about it. I'm sure even the coaches will tell you it's kind of fun to deal with. For us, we're the broadcasters, so it's pretty neat for us too.
And being in that big house, the second of two games, the first game will be Cecina and Cardinal Ritter. That starts at 5:30, so we're hoping to be on time with Chalk Talk about 7:30 for you. If not, hang around. We'll be there as soon as possible. 8 o'clock will be the kickoff tonight. And speaking of Chalk Talk, you had a chance to catch up with Coach Mo Moriarty. What a difference a year makes. This game last year decided the Conference Indiana regular season title as South came away victorious. So we know Columbus North has that on their mind tonight. The Bulldogs are pretty good, Dave, 6-1, and they score a ton of points.
Yeah, they do. And in fact, the last two times these two teams played, it was for the conference title. South went over to Columbus North 2 years ago and took it from them on their own home field. And then last year jumped out to a big lead early and just made it a no-brainer at that point. So, yeah, much different. I'll tell you what, this Columbus North team, I was looking back on last year, they were actually scoring a few more points last year, believe it or not, and giving up fewer. So it's interesting. They feel like they're a better team and a more explosive team this year, but I think on the defensive side of the ball, they're a little younger. So that's the one area where the Panthers, their offense is really starting to settle into a groove, I think, right now, and has playmakers all over the place. Might end up being a shootout tonight.
And that's great for the casual fan and everybody else listening to it. Columbus North has only given up 74 points. The only 7 points they gave up last week was an interception return for a touchdown. And South's defense, Quantrell Porter, he's shown us that's one of his tricks of his trade.
Yeah, no question. He's been a big-time player. He's got 6 interceptions and a fumble recovery. Phil King has 3 interceptions. So the defense is coming around. They lost a couple players in the last week and a half or so, so they've got some changes on the defensive side of the ball, but I really felt like they played better and played more as a unit down the stretch last week than we've seen over the previous few weeks where, when it came time to make a play late and keep them in the game, they just weren't able to do it. But last weekend, they did it down the stretch, a couple interceptions late, held on downs late, only 1 touchdown in the second half. So defensively, I really thought that was one of their better games as a unit last week.
Yeah, and we'll throw Chase Washington into that. He had an interception in that big fourth down stop you were referring to. So everybody in that defensive backfield is making plays for South. When you get into a rivalry game like this, because let's be fair, that's what it is, and it hasn't been a rivalry game, kids don't just take the backseat and say, oh, look, we've handled Columbus North the last 2 years. We won 2 conference championships on them. How do you get this team fired up? You just point to Columbus North's record and do that, or do you say, hey, watch some film of this quarterback and wide receiver?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And Coach Mo has always had the same mantra with his kids, and not just this team, but for a long time, and that is, games are games. You want to take every week, very importantly. You don't want to overlook anybody. And at the end of the season, we want to be playing our best football for the postseason. So, yeah, this is a rivalry game. It's a big game for both teams, and they know that. But when it comes down to it, the kids have heard so often, you take this one on its own, don't look forward, don't look backward, but we're going to try to be improving every week. And I think over time, they've really bought into that. So, it doesn't need to have any extra juice because they already place plenty of juice on every game.
Dave Novak's our guest this morning. He will join me on the broadcast tonight, Columbus North at Bloomington South, Lucas Oil Stadium. We hope to have Chalk Talk for you around 7:30-ish. Be patient. We have no control over what happens in that first game, and we'll get on the air as soon as we can and as soon as possible to get you ready for football tonight. There is absolutely no secret what makes the Bloomington Panthers offense go, and it's number 12. He runs it. He passes it. When they play really well, he's playing really well. When they're in the game, he plays well every week, Dave, but now he's got his pieces back. We've seen Chris Bombo return. We've seen Christian Paycheck return last week. Talk about the advantage that will be for South's offense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we missed him for a long time, but in the meantime, guys like Maverick Tierney at running back has been running really hard and really well, and Sean Asquith and Chase Washington and other guys have stepped up to wide receiver. So it really looks like an explosive offense with a lot of options around it. And as you mentioned, Gavin Yesky has got a decision on every play to make, and he makes great decisions. That's what's great about this offense is, you know, he's got the arm, he's got the legs, but he's got the head, too, to make all the right decisions. And what was interesting about Chalk Talk with Coach Mo is I asked him every week, you know, about Gavin, because the kid continues to run up the career records and do everything right, it seems. And he said he thinks that Gavin recently has a look in his eye where he's just taking on whatever needs to happen for the team to win. And last week, all three runners, Tierney, Paycheck, and Gavin Yesky, all had about 15 to 17 carries themselves, and Gavin was the second leading rusher. He saw a bunch of empty space in that read option at the quarterback position, and he took it. And sometimes he got out of bounds, and sometimes he took a hit, but he's doing what absolutely needs to be done, and I think he's putting the team on his back a little bit. He's not a selfish player, so he doesn't, you know, need to have stats or need to have carries or any of that sort of thing. He's just a winner and does all the right things. And if that means he's going to, you know, get himself involved in the running game a little bit more, that only means the offense is going to open up that much more.
And I think South last week had something like 48 carries for 225 yards. When you have that three-pronged attack, you're going to be fresher later in games, and you're going to be fresher later in the season. Is that the importance of Paycheck coming back?
It's big. You know, it's not often, you know, that South has had a couple guys of such a high quality. I mean, Christian Paycheck was a Big Ten recruit and still is. You know, he's been hurt, so we'll see what that means. But Maverick Tierney isn't right now because he's so small. But when you watch him run, he runs hard, and he is hard to bring down because he is small and compact, and he's got great speed. So what you have is a couple guys that can be powerful and a couple guys that have great top-end speed and great vision running the ball. And the fact that they can switch off series, you're exactly right. The conditioning at the end of games is really going to be fantastic. And, you know, when you can not only score points when you need points late in games, but also just run the ball a little bit to kill off the clock, I mean, that's a great thing because you can fit into any role that you need to. But, yeah, at the running back position, it really is going to benefit them to have both guys available and alternating down the stretch.
And to illustrate your point, 4th-and-1 late in the game last weekend, Paycheck bounds over for 3 yards, first down, game's over. South goes on to win. We'll see if they can pull that off tonight. The great thing about being in the Lucas Oil Stadium, we have no weather issues or delays to worry about. Please keep the roof closed, and we'll bring you all the action tonight. But there are other games right here in the county as well. As Bloomington North, they're going to be at home, and they're hosting Southport tonight. The Cougars of Scott Bless went on the road to Franklin Central last week, and it kind of got away from them late, Dave. What do we expect with the Southport Cardinals in town? Martin Field's been a hard place to win.
Yeah, and the Cougars, it's their senior night, so you know it's going to be an emotional night. You know, they've been playing hard for Coach Bless all year long. When you look at Southport, I kind of throw the three Indianapolis schools all together and compare them, and you see Franklin Central, and Franklin Central is making all the right plays. And so down the stretch last week, you know, they're used to doing that, and so that's what happened in the second half. North is, you know, to be fair, they make some mistakes, unfortunately, and that hurts them, and that happened in the second half also. Southport is kind of that next step down. They've got the really good quarterback. He slings it all over the place. Not a running threat, but he's got a lot of great wide receivers and some great play calling. I love what they do on offense. And their defense, you know, has hot and cold moments. And then you look at Perry Meridian. Perry Meridian is kind of missing the quarterback position a little bit, and they just have no confidence right now. So stepping back into that middle area, how does North compete with Southport? First of all, it comes back to North. They have to not make the mistakes that have cost them games in the past. If they can do that, they should be in this game because, again, you know, all the momentum, all of the emotion of the night is going to be on their side with senior night, but it starts with not turning the ball over. It starts with not making those big mistakes. And for them, they also have to get the running game going. And I think with the defense that Southport runs, it's a 3-3 look. They've had success against that, against both Greenfield Central and Perry Meridian. It matches up well for North, but they've got to not make those mistakes. And on the defensive side, it's about not giving up big plays. Southport can hit you for some big plays. If their play calling gets guys open, They got to be aware on the back end and not allow the big, long pass plays. If they do that, they should be in this game. There's no reason they can't stick with Southport. And, you know, if something rolls your way right at the end of the game, you end up with a win you maybe didn't expect.
And we've seen a lot of big plays on the north side from those Cougars when we've done the games together, so hopefully they can keep that up. Southport 4-3, Bloomington North 2-5. Edgewood's also 2-5, but they've played their best football recently. They are getting better each week. They will take on Cascade tonight. Cascade likes to run the ball. Edgewood, they're a big play outfit as well with John McLaughlin and Skylar Curtis in the backfield. They've also shut down the run game as well last week against Brown County. Brian Rosenberg's crew has a chance for win number 3.
Yeah, no question about it. They go on the road for this one. Cascade has had results that, you know, a little bit better than Edgewood if you kind of compare them because they're in the same division of their conference. They've beaten Cloverdale. They've beaten Owen Valley. They've also beaten Brown County, who, of course, Edgewood beats. So it's a game that Edgewood should be able to be competitive in. It's a similar mantra to North. Try to limit the mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. And as you mentioned, John McLaughlin, I mean, this kid's been a real find since the middle of the season. You pop another 70-yard.
Yeah, it seems like every week, every time he touches the ball, he goes for 60-something yards.
And that is the one thing that when you watched Edgewood at the beginning of the year that they missed, that was so obvious, was some kind of big play capabilities, some ability to break the game open. So having that emerge now, again, you can't expect to get 3 of those a game, but it sure changes the momentum in a game when a guy busts one from your own 25-yard line. So if they can find a way to hit 1 or 2 of those, get maybe the passing game involved a little bit, their defense ought to keep them in the game, as you mentioned. They do a pretty good job against the run game. And that ought to keep them around. So it's going to come down to a big play here and a big mistake on one side, and you hope Edgewood isn't the team making it.
Busy night of high school football, and one that kind of is on the fringes, as Chuck Crabb mentioned to us last hour. Eastern Green and Linton getting together. Eastern Green is having the season of their seasons. They might be looking for a little revenge after last year, but we know Linton's moved up and they're awfully good.
They're always really good, and I'll tell you what, if we weren't doing a game, I'd go down to watch this game. it's an area rivalry now. It's been dominated by Linton, but Eastern Green's program has grown so much in the last several years. They're playing really well. They're ranked in the top 5 right now in 1A. Won their first sectional last year. You know I have a soft spot for programs that come from nothing and build themselves up into something, and so always fun to hear about Eastern Green. Wish them luck tonight. Linton is such a great program themselves. You'd like to see Eastern Green finally break through and get that big win for them. Won't mean anything down the stretch for sectional play because, like you said, Linton's up in 2A now, but it ought to be a heck of a night out that direction.
Out in Green County.
Good game for both teams. Yeah, exactly.
So plenty of action tonight. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. We'll have all the scores and highlights when we're done with our post-game show from Lucas Oil Stadium. Obviously, we'll update you with the scores as our broadcast continues, so you don't have to wait. That's not how the world works anymore. Columbus North, Bloomington South, Dave Novak, and I. Yes, we'll be at Lucas Oil Stadium, 7:30 Chalk Talk, and hopefully an 8 o'clock kick. We will see you tonight and hear you tonight. Thanks, my man.
You bet. Take it easy.